Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast.
Hey!
Episode 25 or 26, I don't know.
It's 26.
This week we're joined by Joe McGrath.
Hello, everybody. Well done, Joe.
You sort of leapt in there, didn't you? Just desperate.
You're just a bag of nerves, aren't you?
No, because I was watching Max in the intro to the podcast.
If you're a bag of something.
A bag of shit,
sherbet.
Mate. What a bag of shit.
Oh. What?
Sorry, you're going to have to edit that out, aren't you?
I'm also joined by Max Smut.
Hello, it's me again.
I know you don't like that nickname, but you've earned it today.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you call a bag of that stuff smutty?
Yeah.
Really?
Depends what you're doing with it.
What are you doing with it?
Just a naked, just bouncing it off your testes. Okay, that's a bit smutty. Also joined by Tom Looney.
Well done for watching it there with the first 30 seconds.
Over on the desk is Ethan James.
Oh, hello, Ethan James.
Shut up!
I got it in.
Wow.
Like P. Diddy as he's getting taken away.
Yeah, for 4 years.
Yeah, he did get long, did he?
What do you mean, oof? We're on the radio now. This isn't BBC. We can make our jokes.
Yeah, you can be mad here, mate.
Oh, sorry about that, listeners. I'll turn that off in future.
Yeah, but
sorry
about that. I've got to get used to it. I've got to warm up on
that. Sorry about Craig from Bury.
Is he still listening?
Do you listen?
Is anyone?
Like that.
My mum listens to you.
Oh, dude, that's nice.
She's in Canada at the moment.
Yeah.
Though, so
she is, yeah.
Just to get away from
her. We get our listening figures, unlike YouTube, every 3 months. Oh, how crazy is that?
Really? Is that like a good day or
is
that like
crazy data news?
Someone's losing their job today, guys.
Joseph McGrath.
Hello.
How the devil are you?
I'm good, thank you.
We're good too, thanks.
Max. He started off with a really bad attitude today.
For listeners, Max. Who was that to? Joe or me?
That was to Joe.
Oh, thank God.
I think Max is annoyed because today we were going to eat some American barbecue beef.
Oh, yeah, how did that go?
But we couldn't make the timings work. They couldn't get us in. The slow cooked beef.
We can't get the doors in the time. Yeah?
Now he's coming for both of us here, Max.
No, not me.
No.
I'm waiting outside.
I get nervous. I'm a co-host, just out here though.
We had it.
Remember his face, please.
Just rubbing your tummy. Num-nums.
We were going to go to a place called Beef in Chorlton.
Clever.
Very on the nose.
Yeah.
But they said that their brisket wouldn't be ready in time for us big boys.
Awful, isn't it?
I said for you big boys.
No, I added that. And
really?
They said the sausage would just be done for three.
So you're hangry?
I'm hangry, mate. Yeah,
because we had to demolish a reduced... Well, you had to demolish a reduced sandwich, so I'm sorry that...
So the next video is you, Max, demolishing a reduced sandwich?
I had it in the corridor.
Outside Beef and Chilton. It's something.
It is something.
Yeah, yeah.
Great little story from the petrol station, speaking of reduced sandwiches.
this is awful.
Why are you eating at petrol stations again?
No, so
you're not a touring comedian.
So I was filling up at Asda on the, what's it? On the parkway. And Max, oh God, have a look at the meal deals. And so he goes inside and he's scanning and he sees all the yellow sticker stuff.
Oh, brilliant.
So I'm looking at the meal deals.
I've never seen that in a petrol station.
But I can't make it work.
It's an Asda.
Asda one.
Why can't you make it work?
Just like I wanted a Huel, but then the sandwiches weren't great. Couldn't find the snacks.
You're obsessed with Huel.
Yeah, so I just went for a Huel and some chicken, fake chicken thing. So I didn't go for the meal deal. So I was like, Max, what's going on here? What deal's this? And I'm like, yellow sticker stuff, baby. Rubbing his hands.
Right, don't make me look like the weirdo here.
Moonwalking out of the garage. I'm like, oh, Max, sorry, I forgot my phone. Can you pay for mine? It was like £6.
So here I am, saving pennies, mate. And this guy's, whopping down a £6 meal deal.
I might not even eat it. I'll probably even eat that.
Yellow stickers aren't worth it anymore.
No.
Because you get lured in by the yellow sticker and then it's like 13p off.
Yeah.
And it's like the good
bro got a wrap for 71p.
It all depends who's got the whole thing because they choose the percentage discount.
There was a scrap in Morrison's on Sunday that I overheard.
Yeah.
By people who have, instead of waiting by like the aisles or the fridge part where they go and put the reduced bits in, they actually wait by the door where the guy comes out. And like surround him there and then.
Vultures.
And apparently there was a scuffle there and it turned, this guy's words, not mine, nasty.
I used to do reductions at Tesco. You get the same characters.
Have you still got your scanner? That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Did people follow you around?
They did. It was the same kind of people. But do you know what they'd do? They wouldn't just wait for me to find stuff.
People,
they'd be bringing stuff from elsewhere in the store saying, oh, this is out of date.
Really?
Yeah.
People are sending outfits to Mr. Lookalike. If you work at Tesco, send us your scanner gun.
Oh, brilliant.
You can make anything yellow discount with one of them. Surely.
Yeah, you probably need to like log in or something.
Nah, you wouldn't need to do that.
I fell onto Till TikTok the other day. This is a guy that
Darren
just,
Till?
No, this is a guy that just lets you know what tills look like from supermarkets and fast food restaurants and stuff. It's riveting.
Cut that.
Anyone? He's like, have you ever wondered what they can see behind Mackie's?
No.
And he just shows you the screen. I was hooked. It's like, fucking hell, is that what they see?
They just see you just sweating.
You had the McPlant, please.
McPlant?
I want nugget.
I don't remember McPlant.
Sweaty McPlant, man.
Just for listeners and viewers.
Sweaty McPlant.
Before we started this, Joe had to do an audio test about shouting. Then he's muttering to me going, when am I going to be shouting? All you've done is shout. McPlant! McPlant!
Just because I thought he knew me. Where would I get a McPlant?
Blasphemy that, man!
McPlant!
Maybe if I won one in the Monopoly that she's currently on at the minute.
Anyway, Joe, how's life at the BBC?
Life's going well. I've just signed up for a three-legged race.
Complete change of tone. You seem miserable and dead behind the eyes.
It's very tiring.
You sound on the radio as well.
Sure, man.
It just come across, doesn't it?
It's going through the motions. At that time.
Of course I am.
What time do you wake up on a morning?
I go to bed at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Come on.
Wow, brilliant. I've just signed up for a three-legged race for children in need where I'm... What's up? I've got to be tied to different people and our legs in the middle are the same, but our outer legs...
We know the concept of the three-legged race.
And we are racing over local stations.
No one's got three legs.
Mine's happening on the 5th of November.
Bonfire night?
Yeah, we're walking from the Etihad Stadium to Old Trafford.
Remember, stay
miles.
Away from
well,
the Etihad and Old Trafford
racing.
On the 5th of November.
So I've got to get a doctor's note.
Why?
In case of fall or something like that, because we're walking along the canal.
I don't think doctors do like preemptive notes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's how it works.
Joe might have a fall.
The doctor has to
because
look
then
at
you'd
me.
Have loads.
I've got an appointment next week with the doctor's got to analyse if I'm safe enough to do a three-legged race.
I don't think they do, Joe.
What?
Is that not a waste of the doctor's time?
You're getting
time?
A medical for a charity walk.
Yeah, but it's this is children in need.
I think the BBC have hired
someone.
A fake doctor.
Yeah.
Who's going to say he's not fit to do this?
He's not fit to be on the radio.
Max!
What's a... This is... Why do you need a doctor's note? Like, because I just, walk every day, bro.
It must be... Do you? How many steps?
What the fuck is that? How many steps? I can look if you want.
Go on, what's your average step count?
Right, you guys talk amongst yourself.
So that's for charity if anyone wants to donate. But we can't take cash donations.
Do you know what? I donated to you doing a walk or something. It was like 100 miles or something you said you were going to do. You never did it.
I did it.
Bollocks,
me
did
and
you.
Becky did it. We did the final lap when we walked to me Granny
no
Mary's.
You did it. You probably had a pedometer and you're just tapping it away and you're like going, oh, Becky, this is how we do it. We'll con them.
You are you're a scam artist, aren't you?
What's this, by the way? Why have I come on this podcast?
Cutting corners.
How's your life? I'm talking about my life. Oh, you're a scam artist.
Day three, chafing, waddling around, going, forget it, Becky. And she's had to do it for you. We did it together.
Just get me in a McPlant.
Me and Becky did it together. I did first day, she did the other 29.
Yeah, but at least you gave me money. Thank you for that. I think we did do
Never
it.
Again, though.
He gave you money?
No, it was a part of a Just Giving page, I'm sure.
You are not sure.
Sure of it.
I'm not sure of it either.
So yeah, I'll be putting it on Instagram if anyone wants to follow me three-legged journey.
Do your research, people. Check the links. Make sure.
Go to Turkey for two things now.
This is an exclusive. They said anyone that you'd like to walk with will contact you. I put you down on the list.
So you're doing a three-legged race and people need to contact you to take
No. They said, would anyone be fun to walk with? And sorry, Max, but I just didn't think you'd slow me down.
Didn't think you had it in
so
you.
I put, I didn't think I had it in
Are
you.
Are you kidding?
And you'd probably get an
Don't
injury.
Don't worry. The guy who failed his walking medical thinks you're not good enough.
I've not failed it yet.
No, you haven't found the data on your steps yet.
It's 5,800 is my average. So you haven't got somebody to walk. Who's the third leg?
It's a surprise. It is a surprise.
Surely but a wingman would be
list,
good.
I've put a list of people. Right, they've asked me for a list of people who... They're creating a list of people that they're going to contact to see if they're up for it.
Craig Charles.
But Maybe.
What if, like, a Warwick did? How would that work? Would it be okay? Do you just pulling them along like that? Would that be ethical?
I think Warwick Davis would be pulling Joe.
It'd be a two-legged race, wouldn't it? Except one of them's really fat.
Warwick has one of those Segway things, so he doesn't
just
walk around.
Power Joe along as well.
Dragging Joe through the streets of Manchester. I thought Warwick Davis would be funny in the Traitors.
We've discussed this.
Have we?
How come?
Yeah.
Have we?
Yeah, we have.
Well, because can he not sit around the table, don't they?
Him in the turret. Just those two talking, and it's only two traitors.
Oh, man.
Nasty, that, isn't
when
it,
When do we talk about that?
Most weeks.
We have some great banter, I think.
But yeah,
we're talking
about that.
I am worried about my medical, though, because I had a fall on Saturday.
Oh, no, what happened?
That doesn't bode well for your three-leg race.
That,
3 a.m.
Someone said, you know, you're a big lad when you don't say that you tripped up, you had a fall.
Aww.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, that
would... Like, Tom would trip up, but Max would have a fall.
No, I fucking wouldn't. I'd trip.
What?
I would trip.
At Tom's age, he's in the fall category.
Yeah.
Tom's definitely in the fall category.
Okay, fall for weeks.
Ethan would trip. You'd trip. Fall.
I'd trip, mate.
No,
you wouldn't.
Of
course
I
would.
Right.
Of
course I'd fucking trip.
Man,
could
have fallen over.
Fall. Me having a fall.
You're nearly 40.
Guarantee if we search fall in your text, it's to your mum. Tom's had a fall. Having a fall, mum. No,
have you got one of those buttons, those panic buttons you can press when you're
what's
you
this?
That's what they are, isn't it? Like a little necklace. You're not going in your pockets after you've had a fall, are you?
Go on, you had a fall.
I had a fall. I woke up in the middle of a pub. But
right.
No, I was in a pub. And,
so you passed out?
I didn't pass out. Apparently I tripped on a ledge. And,
oh, yeah, was I there?
A window ledge?
No, not you.
Was I there, bro?
Max. big fall if it was there. I tripped up and I remember waking up and all I could see was my mate Lennon hovering over me, making sure I was all right.
Joe, you've drank too much and fallen over. This isn't a hero story. You and Lennon have caused grief to everyone in the pub all night and you've finally fallen and taken your comeuppance and everyone's probably cheered as you've toppled going, there's that wanker from BBC Radio Manchester.
She fell over. Do you remember that?
She what?
Do you remember that at school? She fell over.
Roll him up in a rug and throw him in the river.
You told me you had a massive fall.
It was big.
But you see,
my whole left side.
Remember it.
My whole left side is numb.
Have you had a stroke? Is there a bruise?
When I woke up, it was numb. It's not. It's fine now. I just thought. Yeah, I thought I'd lost feeling in it for the whole.
Did you sleep a
couple
on your
of
left?
Minutes?
I've slept on my left. Yeah.
Well, that's why it's numb.
Becky said I took a tumble in the middle of the floor. One minute I was there, the next minute.
This story's bollocks.
Everyone's gathered around me, making sure I was all right.
All laughing.
No, she fell over.
People would laugh.
No, well,
if these are BBC Radio Manchester Joe.
Not everyone knows me as BBC Radio Manchester Joe McGrath.
What do people know you most as?
Baldy, baldy.
Little Willy.
Little Willy? Not like the baldy, baldy, but who's Little Willy?
Bald man with a smoke.
Bald man with a little Willy.
He's taking a tumble in the pub.
This has been a nightmare start.
You'd be
for
the
bald man
the
with little Willy's out of four.
I would be. Yeah. What a fucking podcast this is.
This is good.
Come on. He calls me up. I've never had anything like this. Tom, give me three calls. Before
three
this
calls
to give me a call. I want it like he's like it was Graham Norton. What have you been up to this week? Let me write down some production
notes. I called him. I said he's going to be on it. So then I sent him a quick voice note. Quick voice note. Nothing. Radio silence. So I had to call you.
There's a lot of anger in this podcast.
Radio
today.
He is angry.
Radio silence would be a great segment for your show.
Would be
about it.
I get to get 10
seconds.
We'd
love that, wouldn't we?
10 seconds before
a nice
the
reprieve.
10 seconds of silence before the emergency tape kicks in. Which is Marvin Gaye. Heard it through the grapevine.
Ooh. Where's your poppy?
What?
Where's your poppy? I thought the BBC had to wear them.
Jesus, man.
Is it that time?
I'm selling them at the Asda.
What day is it?
Yellow sticker poppy.
Asda on the Parkway, yeah.
What day is it?
I don't know.
Don't Google it. If you want to.
Tuesday, innit?
No, but what day do you wear your poppy?
Thursday. I wear my poppy all year round,
yeah,
mate.
All right, but what day should you wear it?
I never forget, mate. That's what I do. Never forget.
Anyway, Joe, it was recently Wingfest. I've got a question for you before we speak. Was it difficult being at Wingfest? Because that's normally with a different food reviewer, and yet you have close ties to Max, and we have close ties to a rival food reviewer. Was there any, you know,
I like
awkward
to see myself
group chat
as
messages?
A bit of Switzerland. I'm a neutral party now.
Yeah. Mm.
On the Sloppy Joe's podcast, we spoke out about what certain food reviews were doing. Mm. But I can't slag that guy off. When I was like...
What guy?
Food Review Club. Matt, when I was unemployed and a little bit skint...
You've never been unemployed. You've always had about 10 jobs on the go.
Yeah, but none of them really paid as well, so you had to do 10 little jobs, put quizzes. And
DJ at the Trafford Centre at the Orient on a Saturday wasn't paid.
What?
Matt came to me when I was going to leave the bank, because, again, they weren't playing very well. It was like 50 quid a video, and we'd get loads of views.
God, that's like Double Wingmen stuff.
And he gave me a chunk of cash and said, you and cameraman, it was Chris, go out and go film some videos and reviews. And we just went to random spots. We never asked for payment for any of the views. Never. We just literally turn up to places like Derby and, you know,
you
odd
turn up
places,
to Derby?
Odd places. Yeah. Just going four random takeaways, film
Sorry if
film
you live
reviews.
In Derby. I'm sure it's a lovely place.
Yeah, it's all right, nice spots. And then when me and Max...
Is that how easy it is to get on your good side? Just give you a few, you know, little bit of money.
Give me a pile of cash.
It's 55
Send me off to
quid.
Derby.
That's it.
Well, he was a good friend. He looked
60 quid.
Why is your voice so high?
60 quid and as many chips as you want.
He was a good mate. He looked
as many.
If you listen to our Sloppy Joe's episode, we said
could you give us a live quote?
He should not have been getting paid for reviews whilst also not
Why
declaring
not?
It.
Can I also ask one other thing?
What's wrong with that?
Because it's a fake review.
Can you also not ask our lovely listeners to go to another podcast, please?
Yeah, it's true.
Guys,
especially a bad one.
Don't go to the Sloppy Joes. Stay here, watch this. Join the Patreon. It's £4 a month. Let's use the app.
Thank you, Max. anyway, Joe... How was Wingfest?
£3 a month.
All we got was Ethan James. Ethan James was slagging you off, complaining about your behaviour there.
Why? What happened?
No.
What is this fucking podcast?
Let's calm down.
What is this fucking podcast?
I'm trying to hear your side.
Joe!
Listen.
What's going on?
He didn't even let me finish. Ethan James was complaining. We thought he was ungrateful.
We thought he was a cheeky boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a cheeky boy.
So he was complaining, and he stole some free tokens from you. Did you know about this?
So the year before he came, I collected all my tokens and saved some up from the previous Wingfest, like Bristol and London. So when the Sloppy Joes came, I was able to give out the tokens in 2024, and a bit to you, Max, as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
This year, Ethan rocked up. He got...
Did he bring friends?
8 tickets, by the way.
Oh.
Free.
How much is a ticket?
Tickets are 25 quid.
200 what?
Quid. 20 quid.
And then he comes up to me.
Fudging the numbers, typical of his mate.
And I did give him a selection of tokens.
No.
I didn't hear this.
I gave him about 5 or 6.
This year?
Yeah.
No. I'm glad this has come up again, because I actually cut this from the Patreon to try to save my blushes, because I came off awful. I've got a second bite at the cherry now. So
you're editing to save
cherry?
Your face.
Oh yeah, of course I am. Yeah. I was under the pretense that I'd get a few freebies like the previous year.
You got 7 free tickets.
Well,
I gave you some beer tokens.
And you're assuming you're going to get free stuff again.
Did I not give you beer tokens?
What actually happened, if you don't recall, Drew, I had to... I do feel bad about this. You did give me them, but I went into your pocket and took them off you and snatched them off you. There was a bit of
that
a grapple.
Cheap,
that's awful.
That's awful. Yeah, I know.
The entitlement.
Because I didn't get as many this year. It's been tough for the Wingfest community.
Go
it's
on.
Probably, it's just not
it's
as
probably
many
tough
ticket
because
sales.
You got freeloaders not buying any of the wings.
And Matt's selling them on eBay.
It isn't. And I also saved some for Max, because me and Max, to be fair, you rocked up early on the Friday, so me and you smashed
it. Yeah. You never said that.
He was camping on Thursday night.
Didn't need to camp, mate.
So we had some on.
That's my paving slab, pal. Move your pitch.
So we had some before Ethan rocked up.
Got any shelter, please?
See that shit in a Lucozade bottle? That's mine.
Lucozade?
At least you did it in Lucozade bottle, yeah. Classic.
So I think Max had a little bit, and then I saved some for my sister, who was coming the next day. So I get a certain amount of tokens. The cheek of him. He's like, where are my tokens? Like, he was given... Like, did you go to the door and ask for some?
I took advantage of the system in the end. What I did
His sister?
No, oh, sorry.
Oh, please, no.
We can't even speak about this now.
Oh, she was coming by the next day, eh?
That's awful. Got any free tokens for her, love?
Oh, she does it for free.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think she offered.
As in he didn't have to pay her or bribe her to have sex with him.
That's a good thing.
Thank you.
For you.
Oh, yeah, for me.
Yeah, it's like yellow sticker deals.
You ever paid for sex, Ethan?
No, thanks for asking.
Beefy sex?
Have you ever paid for sex?
Oh, beefy sex.
Well, that's beefy
a,
sex.
That's a different question.
If it's my beefy sex, then yes.
you regular sex, earlier? No. Were you DJing?
I was spinning some tunes. I was doing Wingo.
What playlist was it?
I did pick a couple of good players. I picked Naughty's Bangers XXX. Oh, yes.
Are these playlists that you've...
But I quite like when other people enjoy DJing. So the thing with DJing is...
You quite like when you don't have to do your job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm very... I get the crowd going on the
The thing
microphone.
With DJing is...
Yeah, it's great.
Who are
when
you?
Because a lot of people who work for the company that puts it on, they've all got ambitions of, like, you know, becoming a DJ, because that's what they do. They do music events.
Even when they look at you doing it.
Yeah, they sort of like look down on me a little
bit.
I
wish I was him.
Yeah, looking as cool as I do. In my sort of Irish
filling with vouchers.
Getting wing sauce on all the decks.
that has happened. It really has happened.
I'll lick it off later. It's fine.
So then, and all these DJs have got on their keys, they've got their own little USB, because that's all you kind of need. You plug it into the decks.
Yeah.
And if I spot a sort of USB kicking about, I go, oh, you DJ, yeah. Do you want to go?
Why are you seeing these people with their keys out?
What? It's on the side.
Why have they got keys?
What? Just to lock stuff up, I guess.
You should be locked up.
Or open stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Depends whose turn it is.
What?
I don't know.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying this episode, then you'll love our Patreon. We have weekly episodes and a monthly
£4.
Special. Yeah, it is, you're right.
How much?
£4.
Damn. In this economy?
Such a beg, mate.
We've got all sorts going on, haven't we? We've got...
uncensored episodes.
I said the word...
Can't use that.
Granny's...
You need a therapist. God, stop.
Anyone?
Stop. I haven't even heard you say these things before.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever
seen lying for
filth,
this.
Though.
Lying for a preview.
Stupid.
Do you want to say something?
No.
Joe, what was your life-changing purchase?
I've got it with me.
Oh.
Do you want to see it?
Yes, please.
Right, so this is a new health kick. We should could afford it.
You're on a health kick?
I'm on a health kick, but I've changed.
You're always on a health kick.
What's put that on?
This fucking medical that's coming up.
For this walk?
I don't know why you...
Right,
okay,
so
Joe.
I have bought a gadget. Now, I didn't know this gadget was portable, but I can provide you with one of the UK's finest portable smoothie makers.
Oh, yeah,
and
I've seen them.
And I can whiz where I want.
We know.
I can do it live on this podcast. And I like showing it off, so I've brought it to see me gran. I've also brought it around the park. I'm walking my dog.
Imagine your nan's ashes in there.
No. She's not dead.
Or it could make her into ashes, I guess.
Strawberry, banana, and charcoal.
So I too went to the petrol
station.
You're
going to put Lucozade in that?
Well, I couldn't find anything else. I went to the petrol station
on
the way
in.
So I brought one now. I thought we could have a little.
Joe, we don't need to waz around raspberry Lucozade.
What's it waz now?
Because it's just going to be the same consistency as it is already.
Are you an idiot?
Haribos.
Are you a moron?
You're going to mix Haribos and Lucozade.
Okay, do that.
We're about to find out.
Joe, okay, whilst you're doing that, we'll carry on with the rest of the podcast. Max.
Hello.
Sorry. We're just going to lead Joe to it. Don't worry. Max, there's a new general manager at work.
Yeah.
You've been replaced, maybe?
No. Sorry, this is quite interesting. He's above me in the pecking order, but he's just getting stuff done. It's probably not the most interesting thing in the world to say, but he's.
So he's good. He's good
he's
at
good.
What he does.
Yeah.
Well, a question for you, and Joe. What's going on with the wingmen? Keep hearing stuff, but nothing's there.
So we filmed.
Man's busy.
We've got a couple more videos on the way.
Yeah, we've got a great one about blending stuff.
You've got about 10
up.
Now, haven't you? In the bank.
For me, tell me about it.
They're being edited.
They'll come out soon.
Yeah, they're being edited as we speak.
They're delicious.
I'm
vegan.
How does it work now? Have you split it five ways?
Joe's friend's gone.
Oh.
Joe's friend's not a part of it anymore.
Oh. Well, could I join and not share it?
Yeah, it could come.
I'd also like to be part of the wingmen.
I would like 3% to not share it.
3%, that's a good percent.
Can I say you only didn't share like one or two?
Ooh, I'll take 5 and I will share.
Did he not? He only shared like one or two.
Yeah, but is that enough?
Well, and then at the end we gave him...
I think he shared one.
We bloody shared it as well.
I know, but at the end we only gave
him
like...
Where's our 20 quid?
We only gave him like 100 quid,
didn't
we?
I'm not convinced this is going to work.
Never made that noise before.
Did you say
those?
Did you say this was life changing?
Haribos are hard to blend.
Sorry, so this is
whose life has been changed by this?
So to be clear, this is ahead of your upcoming medical.
your health kick is glucose. Is it, Joe?
It's not.
Do you want to have a drink?
I didn't clean the.
Going to be flying from Trafferton.
The Haribo, please.
Oh, for God's.
How is it?
Not bad.
It's not good though,
it's
is it?
Not
Let's
bad.
Be honest.
I think it needs another whiz. Can I put it down there?
Yeah, you take a sugary drink and add more sugar.
Joe, that's really not going to work.
Oh, it's flying now, to be fair. It's cutting through the bow.
It sounds weak.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Maybe later.
I don't think they are share size.
No.
Oh my God, look at that.
That looks like a strawberry.
It's like milk.
All right, Joe, please stop.
I did message the people, but they just weren't available.
Well done, Joe.
Go on.
Taste test.
Why is it white?
Go on, Max, you're going to have to try it.
Try a little bit of this. It's nice, that, Max.
I think I'm the only one that can.
Yeah,
I?
The only one that can.
Was there ever a shakeaholic in Manchester?
Cheers.
Where you can pick whatever sweet and chocolate you want and you can blend it in the shop. It was unbelievable.
What's that? No, I've never...
You can pick... There's like 60, 70 different things and you
in
can
Manchester?
Put, it was in Newcastle.
Yes, right. Oh, I think the nearest they got in Manchester was when Michael J. Fox visited.
Can't laugh. My grandma Mary's had Parkinson's since she was 49. She's now 84.
So it's done well for her.
Max had a shower realisation.
Yeah.
You can turn it on.
They're brilliant, yeah. Fucking hell. There's one thing that's been rinsed more than me is that fucking joke. So, yeah, this is a haunting realisation.
Like,
this is an awful realisation.
Jesus Christ.
I hope it doesn't involve
so
a mirror.
I'm. Cheers, mate. The other week I was walking towards my house. As I am wont to do.
5,000 steps a day, baby.
Yes. Yeah. And it's going down soon. Might have a restful week next week.
Can't I?
So I saw my bathroom window.
Yeah.
And the light was on. And I was looking through it and I'm like, that's not as foggy as I thought it was. So I run upstairs, I get in the shower.
Sorry.
And I call my houseman and I'm like, can you go outside and take a picture of
my penis?
Take a picture of the window whilst I'm in the shower.
Oh,
he's like,
no.
Sure. Takes a picture and shows me, and you can just see me.
Oh,
basically,
Max.
My outline. Then it's like, I've been showering in this for 2 months at like, you know, 11 o'clock at night after work. And I'm like, this is awful.
What are people going to see? Yeah, the human body.
What are they going to see? Yeah. This isn't a human body, mate. Fucking hell.
How risky are you in your own house? Do you walk around with your boxes on?
There's a difference
in my room,
walking
yeah,
around
I'm kind
with your
of,
cock and balls out.
I will be naked in my room sometimes. I do have a big window there. And it's like, not for long. Like, I just, you know, if I'm between, like, I'll just, I'll, you know, get out of the shower.
There's
like,
a difference between
that
and...
Don't worry
and
about someone, like, being a peeping Tom.
You know, that's...
They can see
the
me
weirdo.
Washing my arse, mate.
Max, what height is the window showing on your body?
So
ground
I'm stood
level.
In the bath, so it's probably from the hip.
So it's tasteful. We're not seeing your penis.
No, not until I do my handstand in the bath. But no, like, I get my leg up to, you know, to wash everything, and it's...
Where'd you put your leg?
Like a dog cocking its leg.
What'd you
piss.
Do?
Yeah. Huh?
What'd you do?
Just need to put my leg up, mate. There's a lot going on down there.
I'm sorry that you've... lived that long. Have you changed it at all? Have you
no
got a shower
I just
kit?
I just shower with the light off so no one can see.
Showering in the dark.
Yeah,
Max, you've said dating apps are a waste of money for me. Lol, need to get hench. Max weight return. Your weight's returned or
yeah,
the segment's returned. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool. How's that happened?
Just I don't know.
Joe's new diet not helped.
Honeybone sugar.
Do you want a sip of this again?
Fire with fire.
He says he's got a blender that makes smoothies. Who am I to say no? Yeah, day and apps are mental.
Things are getting bad real bad. Why are you laughing at that?
Sorry. Yeah, fuck off. I was on Tinder the other day and
what
it said...
What sort of wingman is that?
I downloaded Tinder. I was like, right, I try it for a week.
Yeah.
And it's like, everything is like you have to pay for it. You've run out of swipes.
What picture did you choose?
Oh yeah, can
what
we
see your picture?
Oh, I've deleted them.
Did you get a match?
But what picture did you use?
There was one with me and Ethan. That was fun.
Oh,
that's not
going
to get you fucking
out,
Ethan.
Yeah.
If you put on like a small ugly little mate, you look great.
That's what
you?
I said in the bio. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
And the fit one. You decide which.
And the fit one.
So it said he comes up with a pop-up and he's like, oh, now's the best time to boost your profile.
Yeah.
So I click on that, I'm like, and it's like, oh, 20 quid. And I'm like,
20 quid?
Fucking hell, that's a lot of money. Pay for it.
No!
And then
it was the best time.
And then I get a notification saying, oh, this boost has been great. Check out all your new matches. I click on it. Fucking nothing! Nothing. 20 quid down the fucking drain, mate.
Not even Papa John's that you matched once.
Who?
Didn't you match Papa John's once years ago? You had like companies that were matching.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not counting the match I got 10 years ago.
Not even any like bots or anything.
Nothing.
Like, people just.
Even scammers aren't going for me.
Mad.
Fucking yellow sticker Smith over it.
I'm sorry to hear that, Max. If you want me to do your dating profile, I'll do it for you. I got loads of matches last time I did it for you.
Yeah, I think I need to get
I'd happily get involved.
No, I appreciate that.
You got no chat, mate. I'll do it.
I can't fucking chat to anyone because they're not matching with me.
I've got
loads of chat going.
I've got dozens in a day.
Hey, ladies, want to hear some great chat?
So what would you say? Like,
yeah, what's
you know,
the bio?
Bio was...
Max, we'll speed date real quick. You will be three eligible ladies. We're in a bar.
How eligible?
Really
I'm
eligible.
I'm up for it.
Okay.
What's your name going to be?
Juliet.
And I'll be Julia.
Juliet and Juliet. And what's your name?
Colette.
Jeez. Colette.
Maybe we're at the Frog and Bucket.
Yeah.
We've been sat at a table.
I don't think I'm allowed to date at work.
But we're still...
You're allowed to flirt at work.
Don't put up more barriers, mate.
The fuck does that mean?
Take what you can get.
Yeah.
Take what I get. Okay, fine.
Okay, let's go. Ah, oh, fucking hell.
Are you sitting together?
We've got a shit view here, haven't we?
Sorry, what was that, sir?
It's starting to smell as
well. Whoa.
Are you kidding? We've already done that bit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've...
You have your greasy fucking hair over it.
I've never met you in my life.
Yeah, waste of time you are. Hey, girls, how you doing?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, thanks.
Want some free drinks?
Yes, please.
Yeah?
Okay. Oh, free drink, please.
Yeah, you can fuck off, mate. Yeah?
That's my mate.
I don't care. Who are you?
Juliet.
These are my daughters.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're not fucking dating them, mate, yeah?
Why?
What does that mean?
Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't it?
Are you one of the comedians?
No.
Good.
Are you the frog?
Do you mean, good? What do you mean, good? You're fucking lucky to be talking to me.
Why?
You stuck up fucking dickhead.
Can we speak to a manager, please?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, shit.
I wish you were stuck upstairs. Could smell you then.
Really? You're doing that now?
Do you even shower?
Yes, twice. You can probably tell if you go around my fucking street.
Should put clean clothes on after you showered.
Where'd you live?
They are clean, mate. Wash them every day.
Where'd you live? Why do you wash every day? Why don't you have more clothes?
Pardon?
Why don't you have more clothes?
Oh, because I'm not Mr. fucking Moneybags over here, am I?
What are you then?
Why?
Mr. Smith.
Hello, Mr.
Bit. Yeah, I made you look.
Well, no, it's good to look, isn't it?
It is good to look.
Is that a
trick? Is that a
trick?
Still
looking at us, mate.
You're turning me on.
Okay. What is it? What is it that's what's
just
doing it for you?
Just the way you are arguing. I love it.
Oh, you're problematic, you, Juliet.
You know me so
hit me.
Sorry.
Toxic.
You've got a weird family, bro.
It's my mum.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing here, then?
Yeah, I work here, mate.
What do you want?
What are you working on?
just a customer satisfaction. Customer satisfaction.
Have you ever satisfied anyone?
Well, not yet, but you know, I'm looking.
Never. How old are you?
32.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's a surprise.
Oh, thank you. would you ladies like to come back to mine?
Where is it?
What? Yeah. What?
Well, I don't want to give out my address.
Why would we do that?
Do your clothes smell of your house? Could sway us.
Which way?
Have no a comment.
You dress your daughter up in sidemen clothes, eh?
I'm 14.
A hat that says Vadger on it. 14? This is an 18 and over club.
I got in dead easy.
How?
You said, come this way, please, ladies.
I'd never say that
you
to...
You get it for free? You've offered me free drinks?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I just realised. Yeah, of course, it's kids' night.
It's kids',
is it?
Kids' night.
Are you trying to satisfy customers on kids' night?
Your mum's here, isn't she? I'm trying to woo your mum.
What happens on a kids' night?
I'm not trying to woo... I'm not trying to woo you to these fuckers.
Tell them to fuck off and then you would chat to us too.
Am I not allowed to do that?
I'm the only one that wasn't offered free drinks.
Pardon? Yeah, maybe I meant soft drinks. You're the one that's made it fucking weird, mate.
How would you make the drink hard?
Probably put it in the freezer.
It's scientifically funny, but, you know, sexually that was a bit tame, I'll be honest.
What, how could you make a drink hard?
Rub your dick on it, I don't know.
What, you're 14? It's kids' night. I'm not going to walk around going, oh, I'm going to shove my dick in this coat.
Why'd you come over and say, hey, ladies?
Because you are ladies and it's...
We've got school uniforms on.
Why? Why don't you get dressed up, mate?
Why don't you?
I am.
Come in here, smell like a litter tray.
A clean litter tray. That's been used.
Second hand.
No, you can't add stuff to it. You said a litter tray. I made
you
it
added
nice.
Stuff to it then.
Yeah, I'm allowed to.
Rule of two. Litter tray in the company.
Clean litter tray, not a brag.
Is it not?
I saw you on the Power Hour on Tinder.
Power Hour, is that what it's called? The Power
Hour. Are we allowed 14-year-olds on Tinder?
You are.
Makes you think. Do you mean I am? Who
does it make you think?
What's it make you think of? You're fucking you're pervert.
Makes you think that you're a bad quid. Mother, bro. Yeah?
How you're dare you tell me how to raise my kids?
Sorry.
You're a bad man.
Am I?
Yeah.
Juliet, get the blender.
Stay
you bring
there,
your own
you.
Drinks in? Nah, not on my watch, bro.
Don't have a watch.
I have one, but it's at home.
Why is it at home?
Because...
Get back!
Reminds me of his fleshlight a bit.
Harry Bowles on that as well.
What?
What?
So there you go, Max. There's hope for you.
I don't think there is.
I don't think there is. Yeah, genuinely. That was my reading of that. There isn't.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
there's hope.
I appreciate that.
You give it 4 years, you've got one.
Can I go back to you not being able to flirt at work? Would that be out of order if you'd like chatted someone up at the Frog and Bucket?
100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Policy,
90%.
Cop out.
Policy.
There's no policy.
What policy?
It's good. You shouldn't.
The manager
shouldn't
wrote that
it.
Policy.
I agree, Max.
Thank you.
Flirting at work's sad.
It is.
Anyway, take note, Ethan.
What's that, Daddy?
It was quick. Good. Let him have that. Yeah. It was good. Thomas,
yeah.
You got a barbecue and motorhome. Oh, let's move on.
What did it say to me?
You spent a few hours driving around to get new football boots on Monday. Give it up, Tom.
I know. Yeah. I went out trying to buy new boots, going everywhere trying to find.
You tried boots?
What's it? Artificial ground that. Boots.
What did
boots.
You get? Oh, yeah.
It's good, though, isn't it? When you think about it.
What about shoe?
No, they do sell shoes.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You might have vibed it now.
That's was direct.
Great suggestions, Joe.
I'm sorry.
I was driving around about 4 hours trying to get some new boots, you know, to... Because you got little things in life that you enjoy, yeah?
You said you're busy all the time, Tom, and you're spending 4 hours shopping for boots. Online.
I need them.
It's hard to find because my sizes are bad. I'm a 9.5, but I've got, like, really, really wide feet, so I can only fit into specific boots. Anyway, I found this magic pair of boots. Left them at home when I went to football.
What was it? Billy Gimble or something?
Yeah.
Magic boots.
Left them on the bin. I couldn't believe it. I got distracted talking to the neighbour about wine.
What?
Remember that? Ike, whatever it was. The little kid that wears the boots.
Yeah, basketball.
Yeah, little basketball boy. He turns into Michael Jordan.
Anyway, Tom, what else have you been doing?
Got a barbecue.
No, not that. What else have you been doing?
What else have I been up to?
Can I ask politely, what would you put on the barbecue?
Food. No boots.
Food, yeah.
Yeah, just like burgers or burgers? Sausages, you know.
Wouldn't vegan burgers, what are they like?
That's McPlant Man over here.
They're delicious.
They're kind of there to kind of fill that gap, if you like, what a burger does. Yeah, they're fine. I had some Moving Mountain ones. Have you had them?
Probably.
Yeah, they're nice.
I've sampled most vegan burgers.
Got a lovely jumbo barbecue. Fantastic. 20 quid on Marketplace.
Proper bargain.
Oh,
proper
nice as well. 20 quid. Do you like Marketplace?
Do you know what? It's useful just for some things occasionally. It's about like a $400 American barbecue. You know?
Shouldn't be buying it in dollars, Tom.
Well, I was just seeing online it was $400.
Conversion rate's 20 quid.
I was away filming.
Can you say anything about the filming?
No, can't say anything, Jeff.
What about the flight there? Did you see a nice flight?
No, I was sat at the very front of a Ryanair flight.
Oh.
So you don't get any table, you have to pull it out of the side.
No.
Bloke next to me was big and muscly reading Violence of Action, and I'm reading a Graham Norton book because I'm hiding the cover like that so he doesn't see. Anyone accused for the toilet stepping on my feet?
Oh, that seat is a nightmare.
It is. And also,
at least you're off the plane quick.
But then also.
If your mate's at 30.
I wasn't even off the plane quick. The pilot came out and said he wants a picture with me, so I had to wait.
You're joking.
I didn't even get to go in the cockpit. I thought that'd be good. At least I get to go and see the cockpit.
The pilot came out and asked for a pic.
Somebody must have gone into the pilot then and said, guess who's out there? Because surely
you
wouldn't know.
They didn't know.
What was the pilot like? How old was he? A young lad.
Probably about my age.
Does that fill you with confidence?
What, that pilots are 30?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've done a lot of training. And plus, he was
right there.
You'd
hope so.
Prime of life.
Fly back okay?
Yeah, it was. I got a vegan lasagna.
Ooh, I always get the vegan lasagna. Ryanair, classic, yeah?
No.
Was it?
Tui.
Tui?
Yeah. Tui, the way.
Was Chewy?
No.
Is that weird?
Well, no,
everyone
I got an earlier flight
Tui's
than Ryanair.
Tui's all right.
So I went with Tui.
Tui all right, yeah?
Mm,
yeah.
I like Tui.
And their front row seat has like a thing that goes across. You don't see all the people queuing for a wee-wee.
Did you have fun, though?
Filming. I did have fun. It was long days, but there's a lot of stuff going on, so I didn't feel like, bored. Just constantly doing bits. Yeah. Didn't have my phone.
Yeah. And how was that? Do you feel good after it?
A bit, yeah. Because every time I turned on my phone, first time I did it, I owed tax money. An email came through saying you owe this much. I was like, oh, bloody hell. And then 5 days later, I turned on my phone, accountant saying you owe this much to me now. Like, great. I was thinking, it'd be great if I just never turned my phone. I'd never know that.
Yeah.
When I was filming on like the second day, the first night I stayed there, I had diarrhoea the next morning. Woke up and needed a poo and I was thinking, oh no. People I'm filming with are going to hear this. And then did it, went back to bed.
Do you know what I could give you for?
It's a bit late now, Jeff. I was lying there, and then a couple of minutes later, I was feeling unwell again, so I went back up, diarrhea again, oh, bloody hell. Went back, happened again. So it was like 3 times in 10 minutes, I'm going to need to see someone. So I saw the medic, but it was like, this is the first proper day, and I've got a shitty arse.
Oh, that is a nightmare.
All these crew know about it now. Awful.
Did he block you up?
Yeah, that's the problem, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I once had Imodium, but I took it too far. And my poo after that was unbelievable.
Really?
When you say unbelievable.
Crazy.
But that doesn't help us, Joe.
It was.
Wild.
Crazy. Are we talking like big, like
right,
size-wise?
Here's the thing, right? When you do the radio show, you've got to speak between 7 and 8:30, you can't play music. And I was having tummy troubles the first time I ever covered.
Why can't you play music?
It's just like an Ofcom law for the local radio stations.
Why?
It means you focus more on like local stories. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. So you got to go out there and got to make content. Fucking pain in my ass. Anyway, I was so nervous.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, that I was going to shit my pants because I was having tummy troubles at the time.
So you took how
few,
many?
What do you mean at the time?
Three Imodiums.
Because you've just mixed Raspberry Lucozade with Haribo.
I think you're famous for having the shits, aren't you?
I'm getting over the hill, though.
Really?
I'm not at the top yet, but I'm getting over it soon. Anyway, I had three Imodiums and I didn't poo till Wednesday.
What day was it when it happened?
Monday.
So you didn't poo on Tuesday?
I'm 3 a day, man.
Six
came out.
Did you keep eating at the normal rate, though?
What do you think?
Worse.
Yeah. More.
Yeah. So celebrate your first radio show.
Your story is you didn't poo for a day.
2 days.
All right, 2 days.
Okay. It was late on the Wednesday.
Thank you, Joe. Hell of a story, though. I was in an all-inclusive hotel, and I don't like all-inclusive hotels.
Why?
All the drinks taste the same. You order a cocktail, and it's like, oh, this is... this tastes the same as every other one.
Do you we like to get boozy? Did you have a few drinks?
When we weren't filming, yeah. Ooh.
Did you make some friends?
Yeah. Not with the locals that were there, but with the people I was filming
on the
with.
Show. Yeah. Cool people.
Yeah.
Were you phone off for a period of time? Could you speak to Zoe?
No.
What? Mad, yeah. Isn't it?
So I was missing Zoe and the dog.
Were you missing anyone else, mate?
Was good.
Really?
That was good.
Shocking.
Get my phone back and have to put out a fire at the podcast.
Who do you think would be the first person out of all these lot that you'd miss? Not Zoe. This is a big pause.
That's awful, isn't it?
What would you want me to say? A name instantly? That's more hurtful.
No,
okay,
not
yeah,
at
true.
All.
Let me think.
Yeah. It's going to be Ormrod, isn't
it? He's got those couple of dogs,
no,
hasn't he?
Surely it's not Ormrod.
Yeah.
No, it's not Ormrod.
What about Ethan?
It's a chance. There's always a chance.
Bit keen, mate. Bit keen.
Surely it's got to be one of them two there.
No.
Probably.
Cam Green.
The dogs were nice.
Let's move on.
Riyadh Comedy Festival. That's not what I was away filming. And I've got the hands to prove it. And the head.
That's good. They're not his, but.
Ethan, what are you pulling a face for?
Oh, I wasn't said anything.
Disrespecting the owners, were we?
I'm a big fan of the Riyadh Comedy Festival and the values of the people who go there.
Is that what you want on tape?
That's probably the best thing we've had on tape today.
What? Hey, Joe McSweets and Lucas Aid.
Yeah, that was top 10, maybe. have we seen any of the content from it yet?
I've seen a clip.
And what kind of jokes are the comedians doing?
So the clip I saw, the guy was talking about growing up with a poor dad. And the Saudis were just going, yeah, relatable, man. My prince father fucking broke.
Do you know what? It's weird because you look at the people that won. It's like Jimmy Carr. Like Jimmy Carr's...
He'd go to anything, though.
Yeah, but what jokes is Jimmy Carr saying that they're going, this is fucking great? Well, what does happen if you spill carpet cleaner? You know,
what's the punchline to that?
The joke is
really rich.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
What?
I don't know.
Well, that's his joke.
What's the punchline?
Well, it's like you've spilled carpet cleaner.
Oh,
so
sorry, I get it now. Yeah, on laminate though.
Yeah.
Were they doing crowd work?
Is that what the people in Saudi Arabia are going?
Parcel him.
What do you mean, were they doing crowd work?
That comedian's, were they doing any crowd work?
Yeah, you nonce.
Paul Smith was there. Where are you from? Saudi. And then the noose just comes down.
Just a trap torture. I don't get why they're getting comedians from England or America to go over, because
it's almost like they want to show that they will go there because it's a great place.
Well, it's big names, isn't it, you know?
Like, no, I understand that.
They all know who they are, don't they? It's like with the football, you know, they're doing the same
thing.
Yeah,
but still, comedy's a bit different.
But the idea is that they've westernised and they're like us, and we go, oh, yeah, they're quite close to us, the Saudis.
No,
yeah.
I 100% understand that. Mm. I just don't think that any Saudi Arabian is going to be laughing at any joke that...
It's not the point.
Yeah, fair enough. So it's just going to be an arena of people going, cool.
Yeah, it's just a stupid event. So they look like this is the place to be. Riyadh Comedy Festival. Put it in your diary.
Because the only clips I've seen are of the comedians walking on stage and then the comedians walking off. Yeah. I've not seen any jokes. You don't actually know if they've done well.
Are there any comedians that you've seen and you go, oh.
See, it depends who the audiences are, because if it is like, regular people, I don't mind it too much, because I think it's hard, isn't it? Because you've got to...
Where are your morals,
People
Thomas?
Still deserve... It's like when they banned all the Russian athletes and stuff. It's like, oh, so I've just an athlete now. I've got to just get banned for the rest of my career, maybe. It's like you kind of have to separate it a little bit. I don't know. They've done gigs. People have done
Bill
gigs.
Bill Burr. Bill Burr's
done People have done
me.
Gigs
Thank
over
you.
There, haven't they?
Bill Burr, who has gone against billionaires and all that, and now he seems like a hypocrite.
Must have been a fat paycheck.
Of course it would be. Yeah. It's probably like $10 million.
Whoa!
Wow.
Hey, Saudi Arabians, if you want to hear some great comedy, give me a call.
They'd love
$10 million?
They'd love the shower
bit. Guarantee the great comedy.
Sorry?
I don't think the issue
Have you seen not... my You Laugh, You Lose?
What would you open with?
Hang on, sorry. The issue for you not being booked wasn't because of your morals.
Well, I'd open with, this is my last child announcement.
No, not Conor Matt Smith. He's going to say no, though.
Yeah, Matt's married two men on stage. It's all gone wrong.
10 million. Oh, wow.
Are you all right?
It's a lot of money, isn't it? Just to tell some jokes for 20
minutes.
Yeah,
but if you're
minutes.
Already a millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, though.
Is it worth the risk of damaging your reputation?
To a million, you'd just be like, you know what, I'm done. I don't need to do comedy anymore. I made my millions.
I'll but is that the legacy you want, is it? A lot of these comedians probably
care. Look at my legacy now.
They're not sort of like
I get
you
called fat and stinky every week. I'd rather
not have tiny William Baldy over here. Yeah.
Stephen was I'd rather be bald than a fat oaf that stinks.
We'll do something about it.
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
As if it's that easy, mate, yeah? Fucking hell. Yeah, I wouldn't go to Riyadh.
Do you think it was like a domino effect? Like, who was the name that they got that pushed everyone else into thinking, all right,
probably
I'll
Kevin
do.
Hart.
Kevin Hart,
Kevin Hart
fortune,
yeah.
And then just sort of the rest of the people just sort of get, yeah, if he's doing it, I'll do it.
Yeah. The issue with the festival is a lot of these comedians will go around going, oh, comedy nowadays, you can't say this, you can't say that, and then they go to a show where they can't say this and they can't say that, but they're getting paid a load to do some fake PR, and that's what people don't like, is the hypocrisy of it all, and that's what they're calling out. Did he got sentenced to prison? Did he?
It's happened quietly, hasn't it?
I didn't know that.
4 years. Yeah.
What for?
The charges.
The
See,
bank charges.
I always think it's really strange, isn't it? Because in these cases where obviously other names are going to be implicated, it just ends up being very, very quiet. Like it was all everyone was talking about when there was nothing actually happening in terms of consequences.
Yeah, yeah.
The moment there are, it's just dead quiet, just swept under the rug. And it's the same.
And it's only been four. It's four years. That's nothing.
But I don't know if, like, America, is that kind of like not even. Is that like 2 years and he gets out?
Yeah, but it depends what he's like actually been put away for. Like, you know, it's.
So is this the end of his trial? Is it
career,
like.
Yes.
No, forget career, because is it the end of the trial?
There might be
so
more.
So they put him away for 4 years, and then is it like, okay, everything's done?
No, there might be some other stuff that comes up and he'll face more charges down the line. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I read that he tried to get moved to a lower level security prison, but they were not having any of it, so he's in one of the more.
But that was his cunning plan that they somehow saw through. You've been on it, Jeff.
I didn't do anything.
You'd be all right in prison, Joe.
Prison, it depends what role they take. I might just give in.
What do you mean?
To what?
To the big boys.
Oh, they're not bumming you.
Please, guys.
Sorry, Joe.
I'm not putting it in that.
I tick a very niche interesting box.
This guy's not shit for one day at least.
I tick the bear box, as they say.
I've had a box of Imodium, Boris.
Hairy big man.
Bare minimum.
What are the bare minimum? Yeah, what box you tick? I tick the bear box.
Yeah.
Or until you're 30,
bear,
I
little
believe,
Willy.
A cub, as they call it.
No, Joe, no. In a prison full of men. You're probably last pick.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, they'll be going for twinks like me.
You are back of the queue. Not
think?
Today, thanks. Nah, mate, don't swing that way. That's what you're getting in the shower.
Yeah.
Also, you're quite a big guy, so would you not want to try at least get into the big boy rank yourself? Why are you just
I
giving
more
in?
More aggressive.
So you're the one doing the bumming.
What? To who?
Well, I don't know. You have your pick if you get to the top of the food chain.
Are you in prison with me?
What have I done?
That's a strange.
That's really weird. That's really weird. Why didn't you ask one of us
not
either?
Pick you.
Why
and
not?
I'm too old for you, so I went for Stephen.
I don't know.
Why would you pick me?
I don't mind it.
Sorry, I should have picked you as well.
As long as you say.
Fine.
I'll only do it as long as you say, it's only me that gets this one, just to save me from the others.
Yeah, so I'm just bumming myself, am I? Brilliant. Cheers, guys.
No one said you had to do that.
Mate, you're a frigid shower as it is.
We could lock ourselves away and just make noises.
I've clearly been showing my body off to half my street.
Yeah, but you're crying about it.
Yeah.
No tears.
You were the
cock found out and now you're showering in the dark.
No tears. Were you using that shampoo?
Yeah, I borrowed it from Tom's girlfriend, mate, yeah? Hey, guys.
Smithy's Week in Politics.
Yeah, great new segment.
What's going on?
Can we get a jingle?
Smithy's Week in Politics.
Lovely.
Hey guys, have you been looking at the politics this week?
No, not on my phone.
A bit.
Really? Oh, that's helpful. Green Party have brought out a new video.
I saw it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. All right, let's move on from that then.
What was in the video?
He said something about being hopeful.
Great.
He said he's a bit annoyed about all these rich people.
Who's he?
He's not called Sahar.
Louis Sahar is part of the Green Party.
Louis Sahar's fed up. And he's brought out a video.
He's French.
Talking about hope.
Yeah, and he's got a camera crew to follow him. Yeah, it was quite a good video. Other politics stuff.
That was Smithy's Week in Politics.
Are we going with that, yeah?
It's time for You Laugh, You Lose.
Hey.
Thomas, it's you. After Ethan's brilliant performance.
What was it? What did he do?
Karaoke.
Karaoke, great new character.
Mm. He did these really funny big bulging eyes coming out of his glasses.
Hello, gents.
Hello.
How are we?
Thank you.
Struggling.
Pop back on.
For an apology, I hope.
Well, yeah, it won't be an apology today. I've come to fight my corner. Obviously, I've had a bit of time freed up since I was cancelled for stealing jokes.
Rightly so.
And apparently some of the jokes I was stealing were also anti-Semitic. But that's by the by. I've been facing it from both barrels recently. So I just thought, we'll can it. We'll go again next year. Make enough money on horses. Anyway.
Might see him there.
Yeah.
I thought I'd pop on to address the accusations.
Okay.
Lovely.
The accusations of joke theft.
Yeah.
I tell you, I've never once stolen a joke in my life. Frank Butterworth jokes have been retold in pubs up and down the country for many years now. Never once have I stolen a joke. This rumour is nothing short of a disgrace.
Sorry, why are you pointing all this at me?
You did start it.
Set out by a man with a grudge, who's had a grudge for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? 30 years, in fact. This dates back to 1987, when he bombed on my comedy night in Blackpool, Winter Gardens.
He what?
Just 87 wasn't 30 years ago.
Over 30 years.
All right.
Over 30 years. And I'll tell you what happened as well.
Max wasn't born in 87 either.
Oh, he fucking was.
Three.
Start your thing now.
Three, two. Oh,
there's not really. I've built this around a single joke. Well, anyway, he comes on stage, doesn't he? I was MC that night. He comes on stage, presented himself as some kind of French chef with pocket full of Quality Street soup green room, what looked like chocolate on the end of his nose. And he starts throwing flour around. He's waving around a rolling pin. Silence in the auditorium. So I had to come back out, didn't I? A minute and a half, I had to call it. I said, speaking of pastry, shoo. Shoo, you silly twat. I don't know what the fuck that was. He talked a big game beforehand. All he served up were 2 minutes of crumble. I said, I'm sorry. Sorry, ladies and gents. I was told he was going to come out on stage and decorate a tart. I've never been so disappointed in my life. So he collared me afterwards, he did. He said, Frank, you bastard. I was just warming up. I said, fuck off. I know comedy. And I had to get in there and, you know, if I need advice on chips and bad breath, I'll come to you.
For the minute.
When did it start?
When did it end?
I don't know. I had nothing past a certain point.
Was I wrong to count you in there?
Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay.
I don't know what that was. We'll go again next week.
Ugh. Poor Frank. The allegations have got to him.
Nice jumper, though.
Thanks. Charity
you
shop.
Called it a towel earlier.
Well, the way it floated across the room, I thought it was a towel.
How'd the towels float?
Thanks, Joe. Time for the talking points. What do we think the most overrated food is?
Ooh.
At the minute, pistachio stuff. It's pistachio
really?
Rated
Dubai
thing.
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, Dubai chocolates.
Might be overhyped.
But Lind, you know, or Lind or whatever the thing's called, had Dubai chocolate and it was like 15 quid for a bar.
Yeah, a lot of them all are,
yeah. How much do pistachios cost?
They're just trying to cash in.
Yeah.
And they did.
It is such a cash in, isn't it?
Because I don't think it's it is pistachio, isn't it? But the idea is that it's that, is it that pastry stuff in between?
It's like a little stringy bit inside the chocolate. Oh, yeah,
and that's the, and it's nothing to do with Dubai other than the fact that the woman who started it lives there.
Well,
yeah.
It's everything to do with Dubai.
Strange. Overrated food, I think. No offence, guy. I think wings are overrated.
Depends what's on them.
Yeah.
Chicken.
I mean, the sauce,
in my experience, a wing isn't that great. So I find it overrated, to apologise.
Like, do you know what? I was watching a video and the woman was like, "This, it used to be just like the shit. Like, they're just like, just get rid of these wings." But obviously now they've become so popular,
you know,
haven't
the they? Chicken thighs used to be the really cheap part.
Did they really? I love a thigh.
Yeah. And now, yeah, of course.
What about the breast was the...
I'm sure it was the best bit, what else is overrated?
I think it's overrated. Pho.
What, as in the broth?
P-H-O, I don't think I've had it.
Yeah. Delicious.
Oh, I love it.
I just think it's a soup.
I hate soup. Soup's so shit.
I think you would never get anyone saying, "Oh, soup, fucking loves." You know what I mean?
It's a drink, mate.
It's a drink. It's a bit of a starter. I mean, you can like soup.
Soup in general, let's go for it.
Oh, James, it's awful, be mate.
But
is he love soup?
So pho is generally, or pho as it's pronounced, but everyone calls it pho. It'll just be a broth, but with, it'll have some noodles in. You might have some chicken. It'll have bits of pak choi and stuff.
How does it differentiate from ramen?
Ramen's different, a bit more creamier, I think.
Yeah, but it's also just a different.
I don't like ramen.
I think you get ramen more in Thailand.
Japan.
Is it Japan? Japan. So Japan's ramen and pho is Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Ramen.
It's a little bit more, you could tell. Like, ramen's usually nice, creamy and stuff like miso and that, whereas this one's just.
I think that's it. It's just a little bit creamier, but in essence, they're the same dish, just slightly different in the different countries. But it's a glorified soup.
So, my stepbrother thought for ages, this is generally true, that a brothel was a place that sold broth and like pho.
You were going for 30 years.
Honestly, I think you found
and
out.
And never clocked.
He never clocked. The things he was drinking.
I love broth.
Mad.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
Did he ever say about leek? Oh, we'll get there. Leek
and potato soup.
Yeah, let's work on this.
Got his big noodle out.
Foxtail. No.
Mushrooms.
There's got to be something sexual with soup here.
Stocking.
Oh no.
Minestrone, get on your knees. Suck me, Willie.
Cream.
Suck me, little Willie.
Cream of something. Yeah,
cream of thief and soup.
Yeah. Soups in general don't really do it for me.
Right, soups are overrated. I'll give it to you.
I don't know if they are rated that high.
That's the thing. I don't think they are, but I think that pho and ramen are.
I think we need
quite highly.
something big that's.
Mac and cheese is shit.
Oh.
Yes, I'm with you on that. I've never been a fan. Never been a fan of mac and cheese.
I think mac and cheese is nice when it's a side of something.
Yeah, it's not the main dish.
Do you know what? I don't know if it's maybe the way we think about stuff, but meat or a bit of protein, or a protein element is needed, I think, for it to be a main meal.
Carbonara.
Ooh. Yeah,
not a big
100%.
Fan.
No, if he's done old school, I really like it.
No, I've had vegan, obviously, carbonara, but I do like making a carbonara.
I prefer an orange sauce, you know.
Penny a la vodka.
Oh, yes.
It's not the question, though, guys. Overrated. Ooh,
I'll give you that. It's shifted. Your carbonara recipes go down well online, but then when you actually sort of make it, you're like,
and you're a bad chef.
I'm all right.
It's not so big here, but in the States it is, the pretzel.
Yeah, they're crap.
It doesn't taste that
they're not
much.
Good.
They're just dry,
right,
aren't they?
Yeah. And I don't get how you'd put, you get like mustard ones and stuff.
Mustard.
Like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can I say
it doesn't taste good?
Go on.
No.
Meatballs.
Say that as like you haven't been speaking all day.
Meatballs
are fine.
Oh, I like a meatball.
Yeah, I had a meatball the other day.
It's exciting when you get the meatball.
Do you know what I think they should do? They should. By the way, croquet potato is overrated. I reckon they should do like a giant meatball. Do you know, make it like a gourmet thing?
Yeah,
that'd
be good.
Put your different things on it.
Ooh.
I tell you one thing, loaded fries.
Yeah, right, not for me.
Is that so? The fries will be like £4, and then you're paying £12 for them to like whack some cheese sauce on it and a little bit of meat and something like.
And then the ones at the bottom are just fries.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so
it's
overrated in the sense that decent in theory. I would pay a little bit for it as a elevated side.
Has Joe ever brought food into the bedroom?
Sort yourself out, love. I've got a burger.
Is he fucking the burger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be.
It's that beefy shag we were talking about before, eh?
Yeah, McPlant.
There's never been...
fuck a real burger.
There's been use of dairy products.
Are we talking squirty cream?
That sounds sexy.
Red top milk.
Dairy products.
And mousses.
Dairy Lee off your clit. Sexy that.
Also, as well.
New character.
Also, as well.
Dress up as a moose and lick cheese off me.
There's a rumour going around that if your partner had a fisherman's friend, Mint,
okay,
and then did stuff to you, it's apparently... Apparently it's nice.
Is a fisherman's friend a sweet or is
it's
it like
a real
a
strong guy? Mint.
We couldn't find any, so she did it with a chocolate eclair.
Needless to say, whoever created that rumour...
circumcised.
Whoever created that rumour got us.
No.
Because it wasn't good.
Bernie?
An ice.
Yeah, I think it was probably worse for someone.
Yeah.
Sucking Joe McGrath off. Has it had to be any more novelty as it is? Oh. You're guffing away.
Oh no!
Excellent lover. I'm an excellent lover.
Pulling down your shorts as he's shitting them.
I'm an excellent
fucking
lover.
Nice. At least I'm at this end.
It's like a dare.
Fuck off, Ethan. You can hardly talk.
Take a fisherman's friend next time. That was rubbish.
Get him to do it.
Anyone else want to admit to food in the bedroom?
No, never.
Never?
I have not brought
food.
No, God, Joe.
I haven't brought food in the bedroom. I mean, I have brought food in the bedroom, but, you know.
Just to eat in bed.
Just to eat
give
in
her
bed.
A Kinder egg, make sure she's all right. Someone to play with.
Joined in, eh?
Yeah,
that's fun, isn't it?
It's time for Tom Looney Celebrity Gossip.
Oh, brilliant.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Taylor Swift and Charlie XCX feud! Heating up after Taylor's new album includes mad disses aimed at Charlie.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of these. There's a war going on, isn't there?
Thomas, how do you know about these two?
Well, obviously, she's just brought out her album, hasn't she?
Who's she?
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Who's she?
Swifties are... Do we know any Swifties?
No,
they're a funny bunch.
One.
Sorry,
I know one.
You know one.
Yeah, I know one.
They're crazed, aren't they?
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
What's Taylor Swift said?
I don't fucking know. I just know she's done a diss track. I just know that they've had some beef, right?
Are you team Taylor or team Charlie?
Well, I'll go Charlie purely because,
really?
Without knowing anything, I just know Swifties can be a little bit intense online.
Cut from the pod.
Your logic is bonkers. I know they're crazy online, so I'll go against them.
Please
let us separate
I
from
love
Tom here.
Swifties.
It's me, God, Joe.
I
Max,
who cares?
Taylor.
Who cares about
Tay Tay?
I mean, what I'm saying. I mean,
hey, that Travis
probably...
Kelce guy. He catches it and scores. We're here. Team Taylor.
I'm having a Swiss
show, girl.
What are you doing, Tom?
Did a song about his penis, didn't you?
Hit the jingle.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
I bet she touches down.
What was it called? The penis song?
Wood.
Wood?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like knocking on wood. Like, no, something about getting my thighs open.
What?
You know. Yeah.
It's time for your laugh, you lose. Just kidding. Stephen Lai!
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Joe, you got three stories for us.
Three stories. Remind me, how many of these are a lie? Just one.
You tell us.
You can. It's whatever you want. You've got three stories.
They can all be lies if you want, or all be
truths.
Two
lies.
And that doesn't fill me with confidence that you can adapt on the spot to make them lies or truths.
It's Improv
all,
King.
It's all to do with the McGrath extended family. And how sugar has affected us in different ways.
Gibby Nan Parkinson's.
So what are we looking for? One truth? How many truths, Joe?
We're looking for...
One truth or one lie?
One lie.
One lie. Okay.
So one
give us
your
three
lie.
Stories, please.
Here's the three stories. My dad once in a meeting at work ate a cream cake and went blind for 6 minutes.
Ooh. Why would you eat a cream cake with a Swedish bank? You know, you're making millions every day.
In a meeting
as
well.
Are you scoffing cream cakes?
Was it a power play?
Swiss bank.
Swiss, sorry.
You said Swedish before.
You did say Swedish earlier.
Putting you off a bit.
Swiss, even more money.
I once ate too much Pick-a-Mix and went deaf for the night.
Okay. Okay, we know that one's true.
We know that one's true. That's true.
We've got a clip of it on our socials, so, yep.
Okay, see you later.
In fact, we clipped it. Oh, yeah, that was them. Shit. Well, Ethan clipped it.
It's okay.
And also, thinking about the first story... Now, you know...
Anyway, go with your last story. Don't worry, Joe.
It's again about the family eating too much sugar. My mum once had, at her wedding night, a slice of her wedding cake, and she couldn't feel her fingers for the rest of the night.
I bet she had a slice of your dad's cake as well.
Ooh.
Okay, so there is...
I do.
There is two truths there and one lie.
I do.
There's two truths and one lie.
So we know one truth. We get rid of that.
I forgot about that.
So we know that...
No!
We
know that you went deaf. I mean, the story was crazy. It didn't really make sense.
Pardon?
It's good, that joke.
It's not crazy. I had too much Pick-a-Mix and I had... my ears went deaf.
You risked it with Haribo and sugary drinks.
I feel like they're unrelated.
Light work.
I think you ate too many sweets and just generally poor health.
What do you mean poor health?
Did something to your ears for a bit.
What do you mean poor health? I ate loads of
You're getting
of
ready for a medical by eating Lucozade and sweets out of a blender.
I've not touched it yet.
But you will.
I'll throw it down the sink.
The issue isn't eating out of a blender, it's eating it in general, I think.
There's something wrong with my family and having sugar and it affecting our senses.
Sorry, Joe. Sorry for bringing it up.
Okay, and so Dad ate a cream cake in a meeting. How many years ago was this?
And was it like one of those long ones and he's just tonguing the cream off the bun, just like this?
Oh, it's like a cream horn, and he's like,
forget the pastry, just pour it into my mouth, please.
Maybe having two at the same time.
I don't know the size of the cream cake. All I know is it was an early morning.
It was big.
The size of the cream cake doesn't make the man.
It was an early morning. It was just after breakfast.
So just after morning. Breakfast, he's having a lovely dessert.
Let's say 10.
Okay.
Coffee's around. Big meeting.
Yes.
PowerPoint up. And my dad is going to have to do a demonstration.
What's he demonstrating?
How to eat a cream
cake. Not a demonstration, a presentation. Sorry, not a demonstration.
I know we focus a lot on numbers and stocks and shares, but guys, this is how you eat a scone.
There's brownies kicking around.
Why is there
brownies
little girls in here?
Kicking around.
My God, is this one of those?
There's cookies.
I'm going to eat a cream cake. Awful.
Back to our overhyped food, there's fucking blondies. I'm glad they've gone.
I like a blondie.
They're still going around.
Shut up.
I like a blondie.
Blondies are here to stay, bro.
Oh, you do?
I prefer brunette.
There's vanilla slices and there's cream
cake. Stop stalling with pastries and cakes.
My dad eats the cream cake. He's a stickler for a cream cake. Normally he's a very healthy man.
Does he just have one?
And he knows about his sort of condition. He's very blind, my dad.
Oh, he's already blind.
How old is he when this happened, sorry?
He's 40.
Now?
No, he's 60 now. So, no, he's 45, so it's 15 years ago.
Okay.
He's one. Do you know you get marked in minus points? Do you ever have your eyes tested?
No.
So you get part. Do you have your? You've done your eyes, haven't you?
I've got glasses.
What are you?
I'm positive on both eyes. 2.75 and plus 3.
So that's but for long sight you get minuses.
Okay.
And he's one off being minus blind.
Only in long sight.
Long sight. Well, no.
Great Manchester based joke there.
Very good.
Yeah, nice. Very good.
So
anyway, he has the cream cake and he sits there and he gets this overwhelming rush and he doesn't know what's going on and it feels like it's coming up and it eventually gets to his head where he goes completely blind.
Was it the cream cake or was it
7 minutes? It
the stress of
before.
The job.
What did I say before?
A migraine.
What did he say before?
5-6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Anyway, fucking hell, I've had it in my
job. Could it be the stress of his job that makes him go, oh, this is too much?
It could be. It could be the stress that he had to
Could it
do
be the coffee? You mentioned coffee.
No, because he has coffee every day. Yeah, loves it. Loves
just general bad diet coffee. And maybe it was unrelated.
No, he's...
How old were you at the time?
Me?
Yeah.
15 years ago, so I was 15.
Well done.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Anyway, it comes to it where he knows he's got to speak soon. If he leaves it any longer, he will have to tell the rest of the people that he's lost his sight. He decides not to. Eventually, before it's his go... He regains vision.
I reckon it was like a quick rush.
Yeah,
talking no, 30 seven minutes. Most. They watched the fire and safety. They watched this fire and safety video.
Did he fall asleep
from
the sugar?
Why they do that in a big meeting?
Safety's key.
Yeah, but
my worry is that he was blind throughout the safety meeting. You know, and didn't he tell anyone?
What sort of big meeting just start with a fire safety thing? If this is a classic place, and you've got coffees and cream cakes.
I'd like to think that if I ever host a big meeting, I'll let people know about
you,
the safety
host
of
a big meeting
for a seven
every day
meeting,
with the people of Manchester.
Seven minutes.
Joe, can we have the third story, please?
Yeah, third story was my mum. So on her wedding night,
is that to your now father?
My now father. I wasn't born, so this was 36 years ago.
You're a bastard, though, aren't you?
No, my mum tells a story, and this is why I think it passed down in the family, that she had a big slice of her wedding cake.
Yeah.
And the rush, as she believed, she got the same feeling, but more of a tingling down the arms, stopped her from feeling or even being able to pick glasses up for the rest of her night.
It's a stressful day, the wedding. It's probably unrelated.
Feeling at the wedding, Irish family.
Yeah, feeling was at the wedding. From 9 till she went to bed, she couldn't grab anything.
9 p.m.
P.m.
So she went to bed.
First name feeling, last name up.
And then and he's was she able uncle. To grab anything after that?
She woke up okay the next day. But it is a sort of thing around the house that they talk about the wedding, and she has to drink the rest of her drinks through the straw.
Time to move on.
Yeah, but it's one of those nice from the charts. Oh, the wedding was good, this, that, and the other. Do you remember we had to drink through?
Has she ever had that same thing happen again?
Never again. And my dad's never gone blind. Again.
Right.
He will never go blind, if he's got really bad sight. Surely it's on the cards.
Apparently,
another gold cards he pays for stuff with.
Does your dad wear glasses?
Yeah, contact lenses now. Well, always contact lenses.
Has he ever forgotten his glasses, then sellotaped two drinking glasses to his eyes?
No.
So your mum lost feeling in her fingers?
Yeah, so she just couldn't grasp anything.
Oh, maybe that was the excuse that she didn't have to toss
what
off your
you
dad.
What did
you say? That's a trickery.
Stay.
Sorry, I was making a rude joke whilst he was. So you're right, yeah. Ethan, let me finish mine, then you can do yours.
Go on, Sue.
Maybe she just didn't want to wank off your dad on the wedding night. Take it away, Ethan.
Oh, she could use her hands.
There you go.
Yeah, she could the next day.
She didn't need hands for
so
what she was doing.
So was the marriage consummated that night?
I don't know. Do you know, some people do it lunchtime. This isn't the next day. I'm with my dad.
Some people have sex at lunchtime.
So you get married, oh, well done, and then you do like the ceremony and all that. You've married, kissed the bride.
You run out.
And then everyone has pictures and go, right, we're going this place for the party. Bride and groom go off shagging.
I don't believe his dad's story.
No, I don't.
So it was the fire safety bit I didn't like.
Yeah, don't put everything about the details. It looked like he was thinking. There's a few little glitches in there. The mum's story was quite simple, and she just got the shakes. Long day.
Yeah.
The wedding. Probably stressed. Probably hadn't had
enough
to eat.
I don't know who's
eating
cream before a big meeting as well. Seems like a messy thing.
Should we lock in? Yeah. Your dad's story isn't true.
That's the true one. My dad did lose his eyesight.
Really?
7 minutes.
Wow.
It was 6 minutes.
Oh, right, 6 minutes. All right, over 5 minutes, but lower than 10, during a big meeting.
Wow.
And he had to ride it out until he could eventually feel the eyesight
coming
back.
So your mum...
Mum's fine, probably did wank him off.
She did.
So I'm saying, well, you weren't there.
We've got the video on the Patreon. £4 a month.
Could they recreate it?
We're doing the breakdown on that.
I wish to recreate it. Here's an idea, Joe. You'll love it.
I can tell you now.
It doesn't involve your mum and your dad. Right. We give your dad a cream cake. He goes blind. One of us does it and he has to guess.
Right. Great, I mean, as long as it's not me.
Right, you're not going to like this bit then. Well done, Joe.
Yeah, well done.
You
well, done,
just... well played.
I know. Really we had a 50-50 chance as well.
Yeah.
I forgot about the
We have... a Stephen Tears, which is our new segment, which is basically a blind ranking. And I believe it's Tom who has written this one. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So what's the case? What do we do?
They'll give you a category and then all the options. You rank them from best to worst. This is the best way to spend a Saturday night for Joe McGrath. Number one.
Could I ask how many...
the classic seven, I think.
Seven.
Yeah.
Seven.
Number one, Joe. One is the best, seven is the worst. Local pub with the lads, great crack. Bed before 1 a.m.
Do you know what? I am going to go in at number. I'm going. That's a solid night. Bed before one. Did that.
Yeah. Does it get better than that?
I'm worried here.
Don't be worried. Well, I mean, Jesus.
I'm going to go number two.
That's safe. Okay. Never want to go safe. Too high, too low. Ready?
I don't know what's coming. It's never straightforward, this, is it?
Takeaway and film on the sofa with your significant other.
Oh, it's good, but it's just below. I'm going to go four for that one,
yeah,
please.
Okay. Standard.
Standard.
Right, Joseph. Big sesh in Northern Quarter. Rounded off with a late night kebab.
That's
now
a bit
talking.
Of you.
Now we're talking. It's...
Are you taking into account the hangover the next day?
Yeah. Chip. Was it and just how much that? It's cost me as well.
Yeah.
A fortune.
True.
Three.
Ready? Nice meal, nice restaurant, followed by cocktails.
I do love a meal. I do love a meal. What's left? Is there five left?
You've got, in terms of numbers...
One, five, six and seven.
Is there going to be anything better than that? Because I don't want to be stuck with whatever's last, which is probably like... Knowing you lot, noncing in a park. And I'm going to have to put that in another one. I am, I know it's coming.
I haven't had anything to do with this, if that helps.
That would be seven, by the way.
These are very me, aren't they? They're kind of detailed, aren't they? So
do you know what?
I'm lifting scenarios.
Restaurant cocktails. We've had a couple of nights like that, haven't we? Us lot.
Yeah.
In at number one.
Oh, really?
Restaurant cocktails. Shit. Mistake, Anna. No.
Away
from
this.
You can change it if you want.
Do you want to change it?
Okay, change it, yeah. Put it at number five, or whatever's low.
Last time we go for cocktails.
So this is cocktails, yeah?
Yeah.
Away from the city, cosy Airbnb for the night. Bottle of wine, sky full of stars. That sounds like you, Tom.
Sorry?
Sounds like your kind
what
of night.
Got left? That's a lovely night.
One, six and seven.
Six, please.
One or seven is left. And this option is chippy tea with your dad.
Sorry, Dad. I don't know what number one's going to be, but number seven, please.
Your poor father.
I know, but he might go blind.
Dad. That's true. Number one.
Number one. God, I know. Nonsense in the park. What have I done?
Do you want to read out what that says?
Cock up the neighbour's...
Joe's best way to spend an evening is with his cock up the neighbour's dog.
I saw it coming, but I still went for it.
Oh. Is that what you said to the owner?
God. Right, do you want to read that out?
Oh, I guess so. Go number seven, chippy tea with your dad. Six was the Airbnb in the countryside,
rubbish.
Bottle of wine and stars. Gosh. Five, nice meal and cocktails afterwards.
Boring.
Four, sofa with a significant other, watching a film with a takeaway.
Meh.
Three, big session in the Northern Quarter with a kebab. Getting home late, though. Two, okay. Local pub with the lads, in bed before one. Number one, big Saturday night for Joe. Cock up neighbour's dog. Let's have
it. Yes, please. Well done, Joe.
Well done, mate.
Stuck with my gut.
Great choice.
You should have been suspicious when I offered you the change.
Why did you change?
Let's finish this off with Joe's woes, please.
Got told to invest in silver. Laughed at the person who did it. They're smashing it. Oh. Silver's unbelievable at the minute.
Well, our friend David Rees told it. Well, his advice was invest in gold.
Really?
Yeah.
What did your friend invest?
Silver.
Yeah, but what did he? What did he?
Silver for silver.
Yeah, they put 20p in.
Not bad. When you start a new TV series and it ends rubbish, Joe's woes.
Well, give an example, please.
Game of Thrones.
Has this happened recently?
Game of Thrones, yeah. It's Better Call Saul.
Example's not needed, number three.
Whoa, what?
Better Call Saul, series two, shy. I'm not going to go for series two.
Is there anything
two.
You've watched recently and you've gone, nah?
24 hours in police custody.
Sorry, okay. You watch one season of Better Call Saul and that's your...
Two.
He's watched
you've
two.
Had my time.
This okay.
Neighbours have bought these new contraptions to scare off teenagers.
Well, and they're high-pitched.
Yes.
They're rubbish, aren't they?
And you walk past them...
Can't hear a thing.
And they start ringing loud, don't they? And all it does is fucking annoy you. Joe's woes.
Yeah.
And my woe, finally, is that
and
I'm...
And it's scaring off the eye candy.
Yeah. And then I might never have a skip.
Is it the crisp?
No. A skip outside.
But that's so attainable.
Okay, sorry.
But I don't need it.
Oh, just...
My woe is that I'm never going to need one.
You might do if you renovate it. Renovate your house or something.
I'm happy.
So you don't want one?
Yeah, but I'm sad
you don't
that
want
I don't
one, but you
need one.
Yeah.
If you throw away your hard drives.
Why don't you help someone renovate?
I thought you'd want them back.
I do. Not covered in chocolate this time, Joe.
I dropped one as well.
It wasn't chocolate.
Yeah, it's probably mine.
No, that was yours, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Still haven't got it fixed. Chocolate smudge on it.
What chocolate was it?
I didn't taste it, did I? I just got a message from you saying it's broken, then I get it back, he's got chocolate smudged on it, and I go, oh, great.
Do you remember when he put something on Instagram, on his story somewhere, and it was his Alexa? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, the Alexa.
It was a fucking disgrace. His Alexa just like a plasterer's radio. It was horrendous, like all like fucking covered in white shit. It was tatty.
The dog played fetch with it when we first got him. He didn't know what Alexa was. He's from Bosnia.
That's true, yeah.
Does he know now?
I mean, Bosnians probably have Alexas, but he didn't use it from the streets.
Sorry if you're from Bosnia. Or Derby.
Yeah,
Joe's a disgrace.
Upset. Why'd you link them to you? Oh.
You've insulted them both. Well, I agree with you, Joe. That woe should go forward to the woe book.
The woe book.
Something you say when your dog jumps up at you?
Whoa.
Woe book.
Oh, right.
Final question, please, Ethan. It's the final question.
Hello, everyone.
Finish your sweets, Joe. Come on.
Hi,
you've
Ethan.
Got your medical coming up.
It's time for the final question.
Yes, it is.
And this week, my question is, what is your most tired toxic trait? And I've got an example to get your minds going.
Because I don't understand what you mean.
So this means when you're a bit tired and you can't be arsed, where do you cut corners just to save those few seconds? So, for example, I've done this before, making a cup of tea or whatever when I'm back at home, and I forgot to bring the spoon over to the bin with the tea bag in. I just drip it all over the floor, and what I do is I use my sock just to clean up the tea.
I've been there.
So what do you do?
Nature's cloth.
Cutting corners like that when you're tired and you just can't be arsed. When otherwise,
speed a bit more when you're driving.
When you're driving,
you just say, I need to be home soon, so you just put your foot on the gas for a bit.
I've done that.
Yeah.
You drive?
No, but I imagine that's something I'd do.
Something to speed up.
If I'm sleepy downstairs on the sofa and I want to go to bed, I don't turn any of the big lights on upstairs. I just get ready, brush my teeth, toilet, maybe even face wash, completely in the dark.
Wow.
So then the bright lights don't wake me.
That's a good one.
You don't want to be woken up.
How's that toxic?
Because I bang into stuff. So it's hurting.
Wake everyone up.
Yeah.
See, mine really just only affects myself. Like, when I am tired, I'm just really bad with feeding myself.
That's just toxic.
I leave it too long and I end up not eating as much as I would like in a day. So, food becomes a bit on the back burner.
You stole Max's.
Don't go to the gym as much.
Oh, exercise, man.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Yeah, every day, tired, man.
Do you know what? Just making healthy choices in general. Like, I'm terrible with, like, it's so...
Takeaways?
No, but that's what I don't really do.
If I was
sleepy,
I wouldn't get a takeaway.
But this is why I put food off, because I'll always cook. So sometimes I can't be arsed, then I wait, and then I end up eating it, like, midnight.
Sometimes I don't shower. And I'm like, I'll just wake up in the morning and do it. Then you're stinky in bed.
Sometimes I can't be asked to lock
Lady
the front door.
In red, but stinky in bed.
You don't
stinky
lock the front door?
Yeah, sometimes.
Just leave it wide open.
I always lock the door.
I'm like, leave it, can't be asked. If they come in, they come in.
Sometimes I don't walk the dog. I think, I'll walk it extra tomorrow.
And you don't?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, well, shouldn't assume.
Good question. Was that a good question?
It was a good question.
Yeah.
What about you, Ethan? Have you got...
I was thinking, like, sometimes...
Come crusting on your belly.
No, I don't do that.
It's a good one, though.
God. Yeah.
It's not a good one, is it?
Dangerous, that.
Why is it good?
Ethan.
A towel on the side or something, it goes all a bit, smells a bit, and I'll still just use it the next day. It'll be like, should have hung that towel up properly. Why, you forgot to do that? It's so easy. It's just there to hang it. Why have you dropped it on the... What a moron. What an idiot. Why are you like this? Look how ugly you are.
Hey.
Why don't you get some friends? Why don't you earn more money? Why don't you start living with someone? Why are you living by yourself all the time? Why don't you tidy up this disgusting flat, you pig?
Very relatable, though.
Yeah, man.
You don't live alone.
That's true.
1-0.
Yeah, I just stopped looking after myself. So that's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing the final question.
Thanks for making it. We win.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
It's been lovely to see you. Where can people keep up to date with Joe McGrath?
Just the Sloppy Joe's podcast, please. You can listen to the radio, but you won't like it.
We plug it every time on this podcast.
At least
in the description.
Thank you.
Via Ethan.
Oh, thank you very much.
We've tried to tell him to stop, but he persists. Mm.
Good endeavour.
We said it's us or them. He went, no, they're both shit, aren't they? I said, well...
You didn't say that, did you?
I think I was talking about my politics.
Ooh. I don't want to get into that.
No. We'll end it now.
Okay.
We'll see you, everyone.
Hey!
Bye, everyone.